Okay. Now you're good to start the meeting.
Okay, I'm gonna call this, roll call to start with, and Juan, state your name.
Juan Cabrera.
Gary Staples.
Mark.
Tony's on.
And Tony's on Zoom. Now I guess we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I think I need to ask if this is going to be a closed meeting. Is that correct?
If you would read what's on the agenda, please.
Oh, all right. Okay, so closed session pursuant to Minnesota Statute 13D.05 subdivision 2B for preliminary consideration of allegations or charges against an individual subject to the council's authority. And
now you would give Brittany the opportunity to keep it open or closed. If she keeps it open, then anyone can be in the room. If she wants it closed, then only Brittany is allowed to be in the room.
I'm going to keep it open.
Okay, so we're going to go with an open meeting here. And yes.
Have you read through everything in here?
No.
Oh, she hasn't read the correspondence between the lawyer and yourself?
No.
Were you aware that it was in the handbook?
I was not.
That gambling, you signed the handbook, being that you've read it. But
so, like, what, as in gambling and as in what?
Any illegal gambling, any gambling outside of what is brought up by the fire, that's sponsored by the fire department, is illegal.
So what is considered illegal gambling then? Because it didn't say.
It's very specifically points out dice is illegal.
So, but how it wasn't illegal because nobody was actually betting. There was no wages being made or anything.
There's dollar bills on the table. You have video going over to your tip jar, getting a dollar or whatever amount it was.
Yep.
Putting it on the bar. And we have two places where you collected it up and put it in your jar.
So at the end of the game, at one point, yes, I put my money in, and then they told me, no, so they made me take my money back and said, Brittany, we always put in for the bartender. So then after they were done playing the game, they said, Brittany, this is all for you because we want to gift it to you as a gift for working on Christmas Eve.
We had seen where there were other pots taken by other people also. That sure is gambling to me.
So no money actually went back into their pockets. So I obviously was bartending, so I wasn't observing the game the entire time. But at one point, when they were all ready to pay their tabs and leave, they said that they pushed everything to the middle. And you can see that I stand there and I hesitate and I talk with them. That I'm like, you guys, I'm not comfortable taking all that. I can't take all this money. And they're like, no, this is all for you. We're not taking any of it. And so I continue to walk away from that money and I leave it sit on the bar for quite a while. And then Gene says, you better take your money because this is all yours. We're leaving it here for you whether you want it or not. It's all for you. So I guess in my point of view, I guess I never considered that illegal gambling, and I have things that I would like to read at that time.
Yes, please.
I would like to start off by saying how sorry I am for the honest mistake that I made on Christmas Eve. I was completely unaware that playing dice game by a group of friends on Christmas Eve was considered illegal gambling. In all my years of being a bartender, I've never been asked for dice by patrons until this shift. Unfortunately, it never once crossed my mind that this would be something considered illegal. I also believe that if this party involved had been aware that this was against the rules of this establishment, they personally would never have participated in anything that would jeopardize my job or gambling's license. This was simply just a group of friends playing an innocent game to enjoy each other's company on Christmas Eve. After many laughs and holiday cheers, the individuals gifted me all the winnings at the end of the evening as a holiday gift. When hired here at 50 Lakes Bar and Bottle Shop, I was never informed what was considered illegal gambling. Although signs are posted in the bar, they do not provide any detail as what is considered illegal and what isn't. I've spoken with other bartenders since being suspended, and they had no idea that this was considered illegal gambling until they were informed at the recent staff meeting after this incident. This could have happened to any one of us bartenders at this establishment. With all that being said, please let me explain to you what this place means to me. This job is not just a job. It has become my home. The people I serve and work with...
We're going to take a break for a minute. It's all right.
The people I serve and work with are the greatest friends one could ask for, and many have welcomed me into their homes as family, which is what I consider them to be as well. The reason I'm always the first bartender to step up and want to work on the holidays is because I truly want to give my family a place to go to so they don't feel alone on the holidays. I have given this place so much of my love and care. I continue to strive every day to be a better and to serve customers to my best ability. I'm truly sorry for the honest state and never meant to put the bar or gambling at any risk of losing their gambling license. I hope to continue to work here at 50 Lakes Bar and Bottle Shop and hope to learn from my mistake. Thank you.
Can I speak for Brittany for a second?
Absolutely.
Have you guys looked at the state statute at all or contacted your attorney? Because there is a section in there of social betting, unorganized betting using dice, cards, board games, as long as no money was exchanged and won. And that social betting is not against the law in the state of Minnesota. And if you read the statute, that's specific in there. Also, it talks about there's three elements of gambling: chance, consideration of wages, and winnings. No winnings were exchanged here. The winnings were donated to the bartender. And if one of those three elements are missing, it's not illegal gambling. So I don't know if you've contacted your city attorney to get... But if you specifically read the statute, that social betting is in there, and it says bars or restaurants is right in there.
Can I
no
ask
money you, was exchanged.
Can I ask your name?
My just name is Jeff Paff, P-F-A-F-F. I'm acquaintance of Brittany's.
Okay.
I'm
thank
a supporter
you.
Of Brittany.
Do you want me to answer any of that?
What did Tom have to say this morning? I was not in on that phone call.
Yes, he really got nothing for us this morning. But yes, I would like
the city attorney was contacted right away because, of course, we don't want to do anything incorrectly with a situation like this whatsoever. The fact that the bars, dice, and dice cups were used does not by itself implicate the city. The dice and cups are generally available for use. Brittany took money from her tip jar, which I understand to be her money, and participated in gambling. So right there, he states it's
again,
gambling.
It's social betting.
But if you watch the cameras, that's where it's visible. She went to her tip jar, she took out money, she put it on the bar. As the pots kept going and being won, she won one, took the money back, and he was very clear on that is gambling.
Well, I don't know if it covers under the state statute. I mean, I understand what your city attorney is saying, but I tore the state statute apart looking at it. And when they talk about social betting, mm-hmm. it's not against the law in an establishment, bar, or restaurant, using dice. Because my understanding, the first thing out of everybody's mouth was, it's a dice game, that's against the law. Well, dice is right in the state statute that is not against the law.
I believe you can use dice to bet for food or beverages.
Yes.
But not for money.
Well, again, my understanding is the money was donated to the bartender. So
but the
no
way it
one
sits
won.
On the bar, if you watch the video, it's so blatantly
looks like gambling, bar none. And this wasn't something that we congregate. We don't go out and look for problems. These were brought to us by another constituent.
So did the...
There was 29 people in the bar that night.
And it's an anonymous complaint. There's no written statement. Yes. Do we need a written statement from someone identifying who is the complainant?
All of our complainants are confidential.
Well, I know if you're going as a criminal charge, they can't be.
As I had read it, it could be opened for a misdemeanor.
But you can't have an anonymous complainant for a misdemeanor.
If it gets to that level, then I would guess. I've never been involved in that.
Well, I was a detective for 30 years, and I know that you cannot have a complaint filed, a criminal complaint filed with an anonymous. If it goes that far.
So did Pete or Kathy drop off the letter that they wrote on behalf of me?
Absolutely, they have it.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, they stay in there, too, that, like, they invited me. This wasn't, like, something that, like, I just woke up on Christmas Eve and I was just going to decide to, you know, partake in an illegal gambling. This was just an innocent thing where a group of people wanted to come spend holiday cheer on Christmas Eve, and they asked me for bar dice. Like, I never have even played bar dice before or even knew how to play it. And so, like, it was never, like, my intention to do anything that was illegal or against the rules here at this establishment.
What the city attorney did say was, we initially questioned whether the dice game at issue constituted private social betting, which is not illegal. It is not even considered betting. The statute, unfortunately, does not define private social betting. Today, I did find a 2015 publication from the Gambling Control Board, which is attached. I am not aware of any updated versions. That's the same publication that also came from our gambling manager and the Department of Alcohol and Gambling. The board states that the social bets are allowed only if they are done in a private social setting. A bar is not a private social setting.
But in the statute, it does say bar or restaurant.
In addition, in the section on dice restrictions, the board that will, while some dice games are allowed, all other forms of dice games are illegal and are not allowed in establishments licensed to sell alcohol. So this is what's coming from our city attorney.
I have one more question. This doesn't relate to my incident, but I do feel like I am being mistreated differently after about a month ago when three bartenders here continued to serve an underage minor and I'll risk losing our liquor license, and you sat there and did absolutely nothing.
I don't think we're here to discuss that.
I have not.
I have never been aware of that. I don't think this is the place to bring it up.
I'm not trying to bring it up, but it's just like, what I'm trying to get is, like, I feel like I'm being treated differently for something like this big when that was just as big. Like, I'm not, like, what I'm just trying to get at is, like, I never am trying to hurt this place. I love this place. I love all my people that I serve. I love everybody I work with. I would never do something to jeopardize my job here. Like, I don't work on the holidays to make money. I work on the holidays to give Gary Raff a place to come on Christmas or Thanksgiving. I made a turkey and all this food and donated so much food to open on Thanksgiving here to give everybody a place to be. Like, this isn't something that, like, I intentionally tried to do. If I had known that this was illegal gambling, I would have never done that. Like, I take my job very serious. I'm about everything. Like, I'm always the first one to, you know, cut people off. I'm always the first one to card everybody. Like, I'm very serious about my job. Like, I would have never done this if I had known that. Even if a patron there that was not partaking in that situation, if they would have been like, hey, Bernie, just so you know, this is illegal gambling, I would have shut it down right there and then. Nobody said a word to me that day.
So it sounds like a training issue. And I know you said she signed off on her handbook, but do they, as a bartender, do they get continuing training?
I'm supposed to have a meeting every month. I'm not aware of it all the time, but yeah.
And is gambling or illegal or legal gambling brought up in that training?
Legal gambling is constantly, because for a long time we've been fighting them to get their numbers right on on the...
There's never been talk at any of our meetings about illegal gambling, not at the staff.
Not illegal, legal gambling. We're always trying to get you guys to do the legal part of it, right? Yeah, sorry if I misworded, that's my bad. I mean, it's gambling, the legal gambling is brought up at every meeting.
Right.
If not, it should have been.
I mean, you guys just had the meeting on Thursday, the day after I was suspended, and I talked to Kim, I talked to Amy and Ella. None of them were aware of that if people started playing a dice game in a corner and started having money on the table, they all said that, yeah, they probably would have never even thought twice to shut that down or question that until they were informed of that Thursday meeting. So, like, this could have happened to any one of us. And unfortunately, yes, it happened to me, but, like, again, like, it's just one of those things where, like, miscommunication and training were, like I know, like, the rules and the laws are posted for gambling in the bar, but again, it just says illegal gambling is prohibited. It does not go into detail that people can't be having money on the table, they can't be betting this or this or that. Like, if it states that, like, then I understand, like, what you guys are getting at, and then I am at fault. But I honestly just did not know that that was a thing. I work at other establishments where they play 500 for money every Thursday. And, like, so, like, there's just things like that where, like, I'm just used to seeing things like that. So, like, that just never crossed my mind that that would be considered illegal.
To be honest with you, I got to side with her. I have not seen your file, Brittany. What does it look like? Are there? Does she have multiple write-ups in the past?
I don't know how comfortable I am talking about all that.
I think that we've got to go into a closed meeting about when. I think we've got to go into a closed meeting for discussion here.
Yes.
At some point, whenever.
You're done hearing.
Whatever makes you guys feel comfortable, I'm ready to talk. I've never been one to hide my feelings.
Well, I think legally we've got to go in close because it's personal issues.
Government always gets in the way.
Yeah.
All right.
So we step out, is that what you're...
I believe so. I think we, if everyone's done, I think we can...
myself included?
Move into a closed meeting.
Okay, they're going to hear everything you say.